Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What do you think about these people downplaying what Tom Brady's done, Daryl?
I'm just chuckling at your outrage over bad takes.
Yeah. Well, and then Lima comparing...
You should be used to it by now, Bull. Come on.
And then Lima in that promo comparing, like, people not liking the Chiefs to the Warriors. I think that's a bad comparison because I love Lima, but I think it's a bad comparison because I think there's a lot of fans that before the Browns played the Chiefs, you didn't have anything against the Warriors. I think we all hated the Warriors the second they got put together. Nobody here liked the Warriors.
Yeah, I think two different scenarios there.
Yeah.
First off, you know, championships were on the line. You're in the championship round against them.
Right.
You know, the first year the Cavs and Warriors played in the finals, it was the Cavaliers hurt by the injury bug. You know, the second time, circumstances went the Cavaliers' way, and they had the historic comeback to win it all. Then, you know, Kevin Durant goes and jumps on the bandwagon. And then I think that's where the Warriors hate started. So, I can see where people might get sick and tired of hearing about the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's assume they win the Super Bowl, right? And it's back-to-back titles for them. I mean, I was reading articles this afternoon from some of the national publications that I respect with their – you know, Patrick Mahomes is already on the trajectory to become the greatest of all time because he's the youngest to go to back-to-back Super Bowls and this, that, and the other. Listen, there's a lot of football that young man still has to be played, and there's no guarantee that his team is going to still maintain that same level of play, especially when his contract starts to kick in and there's some salary cap issues that the general manager will have to deal with out there in Kansas City. So, yeah, I think it's a little premature to make that correlation between the Chiefs and the Warriors just yet.
By the way, Patrick Mahomes only has thrown 10 less touchdowns than Bernie Kosar did in his whole career already. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that's incredible. he's an incredible talent. There's no question about it. I think a lot of teams around the league are, you know, kicking themselves for not drafting him. But yeah, I mean, he has really gotten off to a tremendous start to his career, and you know, it'll be exciting. You know, I think it's safe to say he might be our next Tom Brady. For the National Football League. But again, a lot of things have to happen, and he'll have to continue to win championships to be worthy of such a comparison.
Daryl, Matt LaFleur, decision to kick the field goal. What was your take?
I still can't believe he kicked the field goal, Dustin. That was the theme yesterday. Coaches kicking field goals when they need seven. What was going on with these guys? I couldn't believe it. But I understood the mathematics that with 2-minute warning, you have four timeouts. You're assuming your defense is going to get a quick three and out. I just don't know that you assume you're getting Tom Brady off the field with the game on the line in a quick three and out. That was my issue. I think that they absolutely had to go for that.
By the way, we did forget we forgot about Antonio Brown when it came to the Buccaneers.
Yeah, he's down there.
Although he's not the same player anymore, but he's still pretty good in the eight games he played. All right, Daryl. So let's look ahead to the Browns offseason here. What for you is the biggest offseason move the Browns have to make? Whether it's a free agent, trade, draft, re-signing a current guy, what's the biggest move? Number one priority this offseason?
I don't know if it's a singular move, Bull. I think that the number one priority for Andrew Berry has to be rebuilding the defense and getting that unit on the same level as the offense so that, you know, there's some confidence when they need to get off the field, they're going to get off the field, right? It's going to take multiple moves for that to happen. Every level of the defense needs help. So to me, it's not one singular move that has to be the number one priority. I think it's a collective set of moves of both from free agency as well as the draft to really bolster the defensive side of the football.
Daryl, do we think Baker Mayfield will get a contract extension this offseason?
I think that they'll begin the process of working on that, Dustin. We've had the conversation in the past about what's it going to take for him to prove himself. I think Baker's proven himself. He's done it to me. Like, you know, when I sit back and I look at what I want from my quote unquote franchise quarterback, I don't know what else you can ask from him at this point in his career, right? You know, 3 years into his career, he's taken a franchise that could not win a game, and that's not hyperbole. That is fact. The Browns were 0-16 when he got here. And 3 years in, not only has he gotten the team to the playoffs, but they won a playoff game. They got to the divisional round. They advanced. So, do I think that Baker Mayfield is, you know, the perfect quarterback or a finished product? No, not by any stretch of the imagination, but he has checked every single box that I look for a franchise quarterback to check off. Durability, leadership, ability to win, play at a high level, elevate the play of his teammates. He's done all those things, and he's done it in the face of a lot of adversity. So I expect that they will pick up that fifth-year option this spring as soon as they get that opportunity to do so. And then I do expect that they at least begin the conversations of trying to work out the framework of an extension as far as what the dollars and years involved look like. That right there is the multi-million dollar question.
Daryl, for years the Browns had virtually no players worth signing to extensions. Now they have many, right? They already signed Myles Garrett this past offseason. You just talked about Baker. Denzel Ward, you're going to have to start talking about him and his fifth-year option as well. But you have two other really important, and you signed, I know it wasn't big, huge money, but you signed Hunt to an extension last year. Yeah. In recent years, you've also re-upped with Petonio and Treader. But, and obviously the big contract with Conklin. But there's two guys that are going to be free agents after the 21 season that are important to this offense, Nick Chubb and Wyatt Teller. Yep. Do they lock both those guys up this offseason?
I think they try to. And again, this is where, you know, Andrew Berry likes to be proactive. He likes to get these extensions done before they become a problem. Because let's be honest about it, when guys go to free agency, that's usually never good news. The free agents go to get paid. That's kind of the whole purpose of that. So, for example, Larry Ogunjobi, bringing him back is going to be more difficult because they did not get him extended before he hits the open market. And my expectation is the open market's probably going to, price him out of the Browns' budget. That's the way free agency works. So it stands the reason that Ward, Chubb, Teller, those three guys become priorities to handle some of their off-season business and get them extended so they stay around beyond the 2020 season like you were talking about.
Daryl, if Baker Mayfield was on the Kansas City Chiefs, would they still be able to go to the Super Bowl? Like, I've been arguing with Bull all day about Tyreek Hill and Kelce and these weapons they have, and I'm like, if they had just like any top eight quarterback, I still think they're really, really good and have a chance to compete and go to the championship game.
Are you saying Baker's a top eight quarterback now?
He went to the playoffs. He went to the playoffs.
Definitely in the AFC he is. They got to the final, they got to the Elite Eight or the Final Eight or however you want to talk about it, right? So I think that's very fair to say that Baker Mayfield is at worst a top 10 quarterback in the league, which means you're in that top third, which is exactly where you want to be And so, I think that that's absolutely fair. And
I don't know that we go. I don't know that we go top 10 just yet.
To your question, Dustin. I think that Baker Mayfield has the ability, if you were to swap out Patrick Mahomes for him, I do think he has the ability to lead that same team to the Super Bowl. Absolutely, I do. Listen, I think Baker Mayfield has the ability to lead the Cleveland Browns to the Super Bowl right now.
But that's not really what you're asking, Dustin. Your statement was, yeah, of course he could, but they have a much better chance with Patrick Mahomes. Nobody's going to debate that.
Mahomes is better than Baker Mayfield. I'm just saying that, like, okay, let me ask you this question. If Patrick Mahomes was the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, do you think that they'd be in the Super Bowl?
No.
Oh, they definitely would. No doubt.
Nope.
The Arrow's lost in the soup.
No, I'm not lost in the soup. Here's why. Because it's the same reason the Browns aren't playing or didn't play last weekend. Their defense wasn't good enough yet.
No. Come on now. Their defense
absolutely was not.
They didn't lose that Chiefs game because the defense wasn't good enough. The Chiefs didn't even score that many points in that game.
Oh, the defense couldn't get off the field against Chad Henne.
That was one possession, Darryl. The Packers defense couldn't get off the field yesterday either.
The AFC Championship game, Bull.
Come on now. The Browns offense didn't do enough against the Chiefs. The Browns offense didn't do enough against the Chiefs. That's the bottom line. Yeah, come on. The Chiefs defense is not that good either.
But I think that the defense held the Browns back. I really do, and that's why I'm just so optimistic about the Browns' prospects next year. But I think that the defense would have been the reason why the Browns couldn't get. All right, let's put it this way.
Wait a second here. You guys are telling me. Would you guys rather have the combo of Baker?
Can you stop yelling and just have?
No, I'm not going to stop yelling because you guys are both out of your freaking minds. would you guys rather have Baker and Tyreek Hill or Patrick Mahomes and Jarvis Landry?
Baker and Tyreek.
You're out of your mind.
Baker and Tyreek.
You're both out of your mind. You both have lost your crazy. You're out of your skulls. You're insane.
No. Do I get Kelce too?
No, Kelce's not in the mix. My gosh, you guys are nuts.
Let me ask you this. You would rather have Mahomes, Hooper, and Jarvis as opposed to Baker, Tyreek, and Kelce?
First of all, that wasn't my question, but...
No, I changed the question.
This one, yes, of course, because I take Mahomes over anybody. He's the best quarterback in football, and it's not close.
Well, he'll be embarrassed in 2 weeks.
Yeah, right. Embarrassed.
All right, cheeseburger on it.
Yeah, we got a cheeseburger on it.
All right, cheeseburger. All right. You're going to owe me about a six-pack of burgers.
Keith, straighten these guys out. I know Keith's with me on this, right?
I think the Browns would no doubt be... And we can realize that it's a different level of, you know, talent at the quarterback position right now. Patrick Mahomes would have the Browns in the Super Bowl right now.
Of course he would. Are you freaking kidding me? If Patrick Mahomes had Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, are you kidding me? Darryl, you're talking about them not the Browns only the Browns defense. If you look at how many points did the Chiefs score in that Browns-Chiefs game? What was the final score? I can't remember
22.
Now.
22-17.
Okay. You're telling me going into that game, if I said to you, Darryl, the Chiefs are going to score 22 points, Browns you're telling win. Me you would have said the Browns defense had a bad game?
I would say Browns win that game.
Exactly. So how you blame the defense for that loss?
You can blame him on that. Against Chad Henne. That's
well,
why.
Don't friggin' punt.
On the clock.
Don't punt.
Three it out.
Don't punt.
Can you turn your input down just a little bit, Bull? You're yelling a little too loud. It's making me uncomfortable.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.